Sky, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. My name is Shaney. Can I start by getting your zip code to pull up your account?
32789.
Okay. And again, that was 32789?
Correct.
All right, thank you. And may I please have the first and last name on the account?
Ann Anderson.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Anderson. Can you verify your address for me, please?
985 Lincoln Circle, Winter Park, Florida, 32789.
All right, thank you for that verification. I do have your account pulled up here where you are receiving our Omax Ultra Pure 2-month subscription. How can I help you?
Well, if you will look on your notes, on August the 2nd, I called to cancel this order, and you all have ignored it.
Okay, let's see. I'm just taking a second to read over the notes that we have here. Okay, and I'm showing, let's see, you wanted, the only one that was canceled was the one for the vitamin D. That's the one that got canceled out.
No. Well,
hang on, I'm sorry. Yeah, I do see here where this was supposed to be canceled. It said you had too many on hand.
Yep.
They offered to push back the date, but it didn't. All right. Well, I can definitely go ahead and take care of that for you, Ms. Anderson. Are you still using your omega-3?
Not constantly.
Not constantly?
I'm not a good pill taker.
Okay, and that's understandable because I'm the same exact way. What I can do for you, I see you're getting it at a very low discounted price because originally you were paying $79.95 for it. What they did is they discounted that price for you once you were for the month of October all the way up until the last shipment that you received. You were getting it at a discounted price of $20 off of the shipments. So you were getting it at $59.95. Now I'm showing that your next shipment is not due to be billed until February the 24th and mailed out.
I don't want it. When I called and said I don't want it, I don't care if it's $3. I don't want it.
Okay.
And it's unfair for you all to keep sending it and charging.
And I do apologize about that. It looks like it was a system error why the system didn't cancel the account. Well, what I'm doing for you right now, Ms. Jones, is I am canceling out this account so that way we can prevent any future billing and shipments.
No, I want a refund.
Okay. Now, we do have a strict no refund policy, but what I can do, I can issue back a 50%. I can issue back a 50% refund for the products that you have received.
It's not really a refund. You sent something that I didn't want, and I'm not paying for it.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and get that refund taken care of for you. First and foremost, I need to get the account closed, and then I'll handle the account as far as the billing, okay?
Okay. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can understand, can't you?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize about that. And I'm almost done getting the account canceled for you. If you have a pen and paper, I would like to give you a confirmation number confirming that I did get this account canceled.
That would be wonderful. Okay. Just so happens that I wrote down in my notes when I canceled this. So I have the date. Okay, I've got it. What would you like? What's the number?
All right. The cancellation number is 780102.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm showing what initially did happen. I see where to the explanation of what happened with this account. I was going back over the notes again. When you called in April, they offered to push back the date, in which it looks like you were in agreement with. So that's why from April to October, you weren't receiving any shipments, and that's when it went back to the 2-month subscription after October.
Well, I don't want it.
We got y'all canceled. What I'm going to do right now is I'm getting back to the screen so that way I can issue the refund for the $59.95 that you were billed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. And I do have that refund issued for you. The refund will take about 3 to 5 business days before you do see that go back to your card.
Alrighty.
And just, I'm just going back to make sure I got this confirmation right. I do apologize. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold really quickly?
No, that's fine.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Anderson. All right, Ms. Anderson, I do apologize for the delay, but I did have to make sure that the refund did get issued back to the card for the $59.95 that you were billed.
Okay,
that
Wait a minute. I just thought of something. That card has been changed.
Okay, if that card has been changed, what I need you to do is contact your card issuer and let them know that we issued a refund for $59.95 attempting to go back to that new card. Well, to the card that was billed, that's going to be the one ending in the American Express, ending in 003. So just the last 3 digits are 003.
You know what? I haven't had that card in years.
And well, I'm sure that the expiration date on it was 0523.
No. This card is 001. And now it's 008. But I guess they just kept putting it on this card.
Well, probably what happened, even though you changed the card, it kept it to the same account.
Yeah, because it had been. Does it do that always?
No,
now
I.
That,
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but that's dealing with American Express. I don't deal with a lot of charges with American Express. I'm not sure if maybe that's how they do it. When you update the card information, it does still remain with the account, though. But just in case, give them a call to let them know that I did issue a refund for you today for the $59.95, and that refund should be expected back to get to the card within about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else that I can help you with, Ms. Anderson?
That's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you again for calling customer service here at Omex Health. You have a great day.